For sports news and interviews, visit at BBC Lanksport on Twitter.
BBC Radio Lancashire.
Poor performance by us, you know, as I said at the time, it's too easy to score against at the minute. I think we'll create chances and score goals this season, without a doubt. But we've got to get that balance right of keeping the back door shut. We can't leave ourselves open, which has cost us a couple of goals, certainly against Northampton, but against Luton the other night, you know, it's a set play. When we've got loads of height and power on the pitch. And the other two goals, you know, the lads have just walked through us too easily. You know, we've got to be a little bit, well, a lot harder to beat in 1v1 situations, in unit situations with regards to backing each other up. And if he does get past one, he doesn't get past the next one. But far too easy to score against us. Very disappointing. But we've got another game now and we want to bounce back.
You said the other night, you sounded quite critical of some of your players. A bit of thought for you about who to pick this weekend?
Yeah, there is, because I said at the time, yeah, we're going, when the pressure's off in pre-season and we're playing and we're doing well and we're getting all the pats on the back, that's great. But football's not always like that. You're not always going to have it your own way, and when things are up against you a little bit, which they have been over the last couple of weeks, you've got to roll the sleeves up and do the ugly side of things and stick together and work that extra little bit harder and try and win more first and second balls, and don't let your man score from a set play, or don't let your man in any individual scenario on the pitch get past you. You know, I've got every confidence in the lads. They're a good set of lads who give it their all and they're honest. But, as I say, football's not all about when things are going well for you. You're going to have sticky spells in the season. So, you know, you've got to stand up and be counted. It's a very demanding time. With regards to the games coming thick and fast, we are quite stretched with regards to bodies. But we expect more of the team when they go out to show that more desire and urgency, certainly, when things are not going your way, to come out fighting, and that's what we need from all of them, because it's, you know, this season will be about ups and downs, but hopefully we'll have more ups, and when we are having our ups and playing our stuff, we're a decent football side, and as I say, we create chances, but at the minute we want to see a little bit more from them,
especially at home. You know, two home defeats in a row, and the home fans, you know, the away fans have been seeing some great performances, and just not quite happening at home.
No, it's not. I mean, we beat Accrington, which is again a game that it was a lot of the game, you know, we had good chances in the game, but they had the large periods of possession. You know, we've had a great performance against Notts County, but you can't expect to concede three against Luton and four against Northampton. And the good sides and the tips would be there or thereabouts at the end of the season, and they have got players that I'd love to be able to afford to play in our team. As I said on Tuesday, the lad Mikhail Smith, for me, is far too good for this level. You know, he ran his socks off on the night. He got hold of everything, and that's what we need. We need people who are going to show that desire. It's not all about having the ball; it's without the ball as well. And it's a very tough league. And if you don't get all aspects of play right, you know, you're gonna lose quite a few games within the season. We've done it. You know, I'm not asking them to do something that they can't do, but they've got to roll their sleeves up and come out fighting.
Bristol Rovers, first year back for them. They're not doing great at the minute, but they'll be tough opponents again.
Again, big club, massive club with regards to fan base and where they're at. And they've had that winning mentality last season when they've come up. But, you know, this season they've been very up and down. But again, it doesn't matter who we play against. We do our own work on the opposition, know what to expect. We do our work, set plays for, which we nearly got in on Tuesday. We set plays against where people are going to attack and who's going to take the corner and where people are going to stand and who picks who up. And until you get them bits right, you've got to give yourself a foundation to win football matches. And if you can't get that right, you're going to find it even harder. And then we've got to show a little bit more thought when things aren't going our way and come out fighting, as I said. But Bristol Rovers won't be no pushover. It'll be a tough task for us. Our confidence has taken a blow losing on Tuesday. So we've got to make sure that we don't feel sorry for ourselves, roll our sleeves up and come out, give it our best shot, and hopefully give our fans something to cheer about.